T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Michael Bloomberg will make his presidential debate debut tonight in Las Vegas.
CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is there. Steve, Bloomberg is sure to be a target tonight.
Oh, yes, certainly. You know, normally the front runner, which would be Bernie Sanders right now, is the main target. But tonight, the newcomer will be the main target. We are sure that many of the candidates, maybe all of the 5 others that will be on stage, will go after Bloomberg. Things like spending so much of his money. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren have suggested he's trying to buy the nomination. Also, his one-time support of Stop and Frisk is sure to come up. The comments he's been making that have come to light, at least in recent weeks and days, those are sure to come up. So it's going to be a very interesting night for Michael Bloomberg. Now, the good thing for him is he's expecting these attacks. I don't think there's going to be any big surprise in the way these other candidates go after him. He's had a chance to rehearse what may look spontaneous, but are probably scripted responses. So we'll see how he does dealing with the incoming, as we call it.
Steve, how important is this debate for Joe Biden after his lackluster finishes in Iowa and New Hampshire?
Well, it could be important, but, you know, he may be an afterthought tonight. If the attacks on Bloomberg and then maybe attacks on Sanders being the front runner, if they take center stage, Joe Biden may be a bit of an afterthought. Now, if he can get one zinger in that becomes the soundbite of the night, it could be a good night for him. I still think what they're hoping for, the Biden campaign, is a second place finish here, and then they go to what they have called all along their firewall in South Carolina, where he really must win. So, yes, they would love to have a good night tonight, but they just want to make sure he doesn't have a bad night here.
How big a night is this for Bloomberg? Obviously, as you said, he's going to be a target, but yeah. You know, he's been jumping up in the polls in the last few days, but this is his first debate. Well, if he has a bad performance, could that kind of nullify those recent gains in the polls?
It could. I mean, you know, sometimes we analyze things a couple weeks later and they look different than they do right after the debate. My guess right now is they are hoping for one of two things. One, he basically gets through the night or has a very good night. If he has a very good night, he may start basically taking over the narrative. That's what you want to do in these campaigns. If Michael Bloomberg has a very good night, if he can respond to these attacks, if he can attack his opponents, if he can talk about why he's the best candidate for the Democrats to nominate, if he can take over that narrative, it could be a very big night for him. But the main thing you don't want to lose in your first debate and really to really make it difficult for you in the rest of the campaign. So as long as he doesn't have a horrible performance tonight, I think they will be somewhat satisfied.
Steve, thank you. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman in Las Vegas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.